My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you will notice that the first reading of today explains the parable in the gospel we have just read. The first reading says that the vineyard of the Lord is the house of Israel. And who are the new people of Israel today? We are, all of us. Where lies the vineyard being referred to in the first reading and in the gospel of today? The vineyard lies in our hearts. Who is the owner of that vineyard being referred to in the first reading and in the gospel? The owner is the Lord. And when we look at how the owner of the vineyard in the first reading and in the gospel of today treated the vineyard and handled the people who were looking after the vineyard, we will see that he treated them with mercy, endurance, and patience. Likewise, God wants us to treat one another the same way. Few days ago, a person said to me, "Father, I'm tired of the attitude of my mother who is 84 years old this year." Then I said to her, "What do you dislike in the attitude of your mother?" And the lady says, "Whenever he throws things into the trash, the old lady we go and bring them out. For example, whenever he throws paper bags into the trash, paper bags already used in collecting food items from the stores, the mother will go and bring them out. And she will clean them for use for next time." Then this woman said that she had explained to the mother over and over and over again that anything thrown into the trash is meant not to be brought out. But the mother could not understand that, could not listen. Then I said to her, "Is that all?" She said, "Yes." Then I said to her, "Do you know that our attitude towards God is even worse than the attitude of your mother towards you? Do you know that sometimes when we go for confession, we say, confess the same sin over and over and over again? Every time we go for confession, it is almost the same thing. It's just like God has forgiven us our sins and has thrown the sins into the trash, forgiven and forgotten. And we go over to the trash and bring them out and go over to our former behavior. That's it. But the question is, has God tired of our behavior? Is God tired of our behavior? That's the question. Has God lost patience with us about what we are doing? That's the question. If God is not tired of our behavior, then how can we say that we are tired of someone's attitude? So, in the same way God is having patience with us and has not lost patience with us, then we have to extend the same to other people. That's it. Saint Augustine says that a person no matter how corrupt a person may be, the person still has some elements of goodness in him. If not, there is no conversion for that person. So no matter how corrupt a person may be, there is still some goodness in him. If not, conversion is impossible for that person. When someone is saying something bad about you and you feel angered about this person's behavior and you want to react negatively towards the person, you may even think twice, because the person may not be conscious of what he is doing. I give you an example to give us a mental picture of what we are saying here. Many years back, when I was in Germany, after a language course, I was sent to a parish, and in that parish we were four priests in the pastoral team. Four priests, one deacon, then one layman, then four laywomen. At the first meeting of this pastoral team, I was told to introduce myself. Then I began by saying, "My name is Farah Henry Okeke, is coming out of Nigeria." Which means, "My name is Father Henry Okeke, I come from Nigeria." After my introduction, a lady, one of the members of the pastoral team, stood up and said, "Father Henry, willkommen, wunderbar, wissen Sie was? My hund heißt auch Henry." Which means, "Father Henry, you are highly welcome. Do you guess what? Do you know what? My dog is also called Henry." So the woman was giving me a compliment. But wait a minute, that was an insult to me. For the Germans, it may not be insult, but for somebody that comes from Nigeria, it is an insult. And when I begin to react negatively towards this lady, then it will be anger and futility. So we have to exercise patience with one another. Something you may see as an insult, an embarrassment, may be a compliment that the person is giving to you, and you may not understand it. But when you have patience with the person, you will later understand what the person is doing. Now I give you another example. The Germans, whenever they are invited to a party or to a dinner, and food is kept on the table, and when it's time to begin to eat, you see some of them going over to the table where we have so many menus, and they will start sniffing the food that everybody will eat. They first of all eat with their noses before they eat with their mouths. And that is an embarrassment to someone that comes from another part of the world. But the Germans do not understand that. They see that as something normal. They eat with their noses before eating with their mouths. So, if it is today when we have COVID, just imagine you are invited to a party and someone goes to where the food is kept and begins to sniff the food everybody will eat. That is an embarrassment. But for them, it is normal. And when you begin to be angry about it, it will be anger and futility. Because the person does not know that what he's doing is wrong. So patience is very important. I have said this here once or twice. Patience with your family is love. Patience with others is respect. Patience with self is confidence. Patience with God is faith. And most importantly, patience with self is confidence. When you don't have patience with yourself, you may run the risk of being depressed, entering into depression. And that is not good for your health. So, why shouldn't you have patience with your mother, who is 84? Why shouldn't you have patience with your husband, who is sick? Why wouldn't you have patience with your kids? Among your kids, the one you should show more love to is the one that appears to be stubborn. Because when you show more love to him, you win him back. Love wins the heart. Hatred or nagging makes things worse. So be patient with people. That is very important. A man called Winston Churchill, the former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, says that success is moving from failure to failure without the loss of enthusiasm. Success is moving from failure to failure without the loss of enthusiasm. If nobody can defeat you unless you first defeat yourself. In 1952, a man called Edmund Hillary attempted climbing Mount Everest, the highest mountain known to man by then. But he failed. A week later, he was invited to give a talk in England. And as Edward Hillary was climbing to the platform, the audience was clapping for him. And when he reached the platform, he moved over a little bit from the microphone. Then pointed at the picture of Mount Everest that was hanging on the wall and made a face and said with a loud voice, "Mount Everest, you beat me the first time, I'm going to beat you the next time. Because you have grown all that you are going to grow, but I am still growing." And precisely in May 29th, 1953, Edmund Hillary climbed the highest mountain then known to man, Mount Everest, 29,000 feet above the sea level. Another man called Jim Tuff, an Indian American from Oklahoma, who represented the United States in Olympics 1912. He represented the United States in field and track events. On the morning of his own competition, his shoes were stolen. Luckily for him, he found two shoes in the trash, but one had a different color from the other. And one is bigger than the other. Then he had to put on extra socks. Wearing those shoes, he won 2 medals for United States. So this is a big example for all of us. Never resign to excuses. You have to run your race. No matter what you woke up with this morning, is it sadness? Is it sickness? Is it broken relationship? Is it failure in business? Is it failure in academics? Name it. Let that not prevent you from running your race. Remember that in life, people will steal your shoes. But do not let that prevent you from running your race. Always be gym tough.